Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, November 7th, Breeders' Cup Saturday. Welcome to Breeders' Cup Day. Fantastic card at Keeneland. As always, this Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by AmWager.com, 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 a great legal online betting site covering most tracks and legal in most states, licensed in the U.S. Check out AmWager.com. You can also get the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog. Go on to AmWager.com. Click on Handicapping and Ellistar's blog or How to Bet Ellistar's blog. We're going to start early in the card at Keeneland on Breeders' Cup Saturday with race three, the Fort Springs Stakes. I think the pace is important to talk about here. Ain't No Elmers gets the rail, although she did come from second one before last. And in March, her other two wins were earned leading from the start. I think the draw of the rail will force jockey Bitskitza's hand. However, she won't have lead to herself, not for a second, as Miss T2 has led from the start in her last five races. And Byrne, returning from 2 months off, earned all four wins leading from start to finish. Motivated Seller wanted to be in January leading from start to finish. There was only a length off lead after a quarter in her win last month. Another likely to press the pace, resulting in fast fractions. Sets it up for two horses here, Fair Maiden and Wicked Whisper. Fair Maiden started a career in 2019 sprinting all the all-weather, rallied from far back to get second, then won the move to turf, won the Ketchik Limp Stakes. Then she nearly won the Grade 1 in Talma on turf at a mile as a 3-5 favorite before going off form, taking 10 months off, returning in September in a dirt sprint, the first of her career in blinkers. She had not worn for other starts. She came back with a roar, rallying from fourth and drawing off late. She was scratched to have an easier spot for this, very likely to improve significantly off that last effort in her second back off the layoff. Considering that last start earned Fair Maiden 100 Equibase speed figures, just a few points behind three others in here, that gives her a lot of latitude to leapfrog over them and post a mile upset opening at 8-1. Wicked Whisper was also off for a long time before her last start from her last start in 2019, returning off an 8-month layoff in July. She didn't win first time back like Fair Maiden, but did improve a ton second back, rallying from 6th to miss by a half length in the Charlestown Oaks in August. Then she won the Miss Preakness last month, a sprint with a career best 102 figure. Like Fair Maiden, even better is predicted here. And opening at 5-1, Wicked Whisper is a strong play as well. In the Fort Springs Stakes Race 3 at Keeneland, Saturday, November 7th, post 11:20 Eastern. Don't forget, early. Win bets, Fair Maiden and Wicked Whisper at 5-2 or more. And when making multiple win bets, this is a great time to use a dutching tool. It does the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. A dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win. And based on the odds, your bets are proportioned automatically. AmWager has a great dutching tool for free as well as many other perks and benefits. For the exacta, we're going to box Fair Maiden and Wicked Whisper. We're going to do an exacta of Fair Maiden and Wicked Whisper overall. And for a trifecta, Fair Maiden and Wicked Whisper overall over Fair Maiden and Wicked Whisper. And when you play the try in conjunction with the exacta, you're covering those two horses coming in first and second or first and third. I think that's very likely here. Moving on to race five at Keeneland on Breeders' Cup Saturday, November 7th, the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint. This has a post of 12:39 Eastern. Fillies and mares hold their own against males on grass as evidenced by God Stormy and Alexander winning graded stakes. And Glass Slippers is another gal who's been beating males in Europe. And that's why she's overlooked at 12-1 on the morning line. She won the Group 1 Prix de l'Abbaye de Longchamp in 2019 and missed by a nose in 11-horse field last month in the 2020 edition of that same race. And she won in a field of 14 in the Group 1 Darrenstown Stud Flying 5 Stakes, also a Group 1 in September. Regular jockey Eves rides. And those efforts were all top rate, good enough to win here if repeated. In Premier, not only is 8-15 in a career, but it's arguably in the best form of his life, coming off a pair of wins following 9 months off. He was DQ'd for interference in the first of the two, put in a powerful run at Kentucky Downs in September to get from 8th to get up by a nose. And Red Ortiz Jr. was in the saddle for the first time and rides back, and Imprimi won the 2019 Shickertown at this trip at Keeneland, so likes the course. Oleksandra beat males in the Grade 1 Jiper Stakes when last seen in June. She fires fresh. She's won at the trip on turf at Keeneland. She's got a big late burst, which Rosario harnesses fantastically well. She's another who really likes to win, 7 for 15. She opens at 12-1, another top contender. Got Stormy cut back to sprinting, two back, and won the ladies' sprint at Kentucky Downs, then ran this 5.5 furlong trip for the first time last month in the Franklin County Stakes, and amazingly got up at the wire by nose after it appeared impossible she would do that. Got Stormy's got a will to win, and now she's proven the distance on the course must be respected, but as far as a win bet, truthfully, in this deep field, 7-2 is tough to take. She's going to be using exotics, but I wouldn't bet her to win. Leinster similarly won the Woodford Stakes at the trip last month over the course, a race he had finished second in last year. He also won the Shakertown in July, the same race Imprimis won in 2019, and he really likes the course at Keeneland. He adds depth to the field and makes it difficult to sort the contenders and must be considered, but opening at 4-1, not a good win bet. Into Mystic, like Glass Slippers and Oleksandra, opens at 12-1. And considering Godstormy opens at 7-2, and Into Mystic led late and was just nipped on the wire by Godstormy when 9-2 that day in the Franklin County, Into Mystic offers value. She'd won the Preview Ladies Sprint at the distance on a soggy course in August. She proves she belongs to these and fits on every count. In the Breeders' Cup Turf Sprint, Glass Slippers and Imprimis are win bets at 7-2 or higher. And this is exactly the kind of race where a Dutching tool like the Free One and Amwager really comes in handy. But I'd also consider win bets on some of the others, perhaps two of them, if 6-1 or more. Maybe for smaller amounts than Glass Slippers and Imprimis. And this is a race to do that because you've got some value here. You'll never get low odds, high odds on these horses in other races. Just this is such a huge field. At 6-1 or more, I'd bet Oleksandra, Godstormy, Leinster, Into Mystic. The only one probably is going to make that threshold is Oleksandra and Into Mystic, and I would bet them both at smaller amounts than Glass Slippers and Imprimis. For the exacta and or trifecta, I want to play a box here of Glass Slippers, Imprimis, Oleksandra, Godstormy, Leinster, and Into Mystic. It's a six-horse box, but it's worth it in a 14-horse field. We're going to skip all the way up to the 11th race on Breeders' Cup Day. It's Breeders' Cup Turf, Race 11, Keeneland, 4:33 Eastern. And I really like Tarnawa here. Tarnawa. She had the option of the filly and mare turf or the turf. She chose the latter, and that's a good call because this 4-year-old filly has a lot going for her. Not only is she 7-13 in her career, but she enters the race off 3 straight wins and having won 5 of her last 6 going back to August of 2019. The last 2 wins came in Group 1 company, one of them in a 10-horse field at this 12-furlong trip. She loves running left-handed as much as right-handed. Christophe Soumillon was up for the last 2 wins. Ride your back. Not a single knock I can find on this Group 1 Grade 1 marathoner. Magical finished second in the 2018 Breeders' Cup Turf to the fantastic mare Enabel, coming off a big effort in the Kipco Champion Stakes. She skipped last year, and even though she won the champion last year, she enters this year's Breeder Cup off a 3rd-10 finish in the champion, but she ran as well as she had in 2018 or 2019. She may prefer 10 furlongs a little more than 12, but she's run well enough to win, and she's got a shot. She's 5-2, so she's not going to be a good win bet. United won't be 50-1 in this year's Breeders' Cup Turf as he was last year when nearly blowing up the tote, coming a head short victory to Bricks and Mortar. Winner of 4 of 6 since, second to the other 2, United enters the race in even better form than last year. If it weren't for all the Euros, his odds would be probably 2-1 instead of 8-1. So he must take advantage. He's very logical to be second. I'm going to key him in some exactas, which I'll get to in a minute. Arklow added blinkers for the Kentucky Turf Cup, his most recent start, and that appears to have made the difference in turning him around as he'd lost 5 in a row since winning the Turf Classic Invitational in the fall of 2019. He was 8th in last year's Breeders' Cup Turf, but he's back in winning form, and he's got a shot, even though, again, in this field, 5-1 might be good, but not good enough for me for a win bet. Channelmaker finished 12th in last year's Breeders' Cup Turf off a runner-up effort behind Arklow, the Turf Classic, and like Arklow, went on the skids, losing 5 in a row. However, Mott found the key 2 back when he led every step of the way in the Sword Dancer, and he followed it up with a similar start-to-finish win in the Turf Classic. Channelmaker is indeed the lead type, that's obvious. But he may get the lead he likes here because there appears there are no other horses that really want the lead in this race. He's another with starting odds probably too low for a win bet in my opinion, but he's got to be on all tickets we play involving this race. We'll round out the contenders with Mogul, A three-year-old taking the biggest test yet facing older appears ready and good enough to win. He won a Group 3 race in July at the distance, then his most recent start to the Group 1 Grand Prix de Paris in a field of 10 and drew off easily with a career-best effort. He's trained by Aidan O'Brien, who also sounds magical. And like Arkle and Channelmaker, I'm not in love with the starting odds of 4-1, but Mogul has every right to run well enough to win and has to be used on exactly the pick three of the tickets we play in the race. In the Breeders' Cup Turf, race 11 at Keeneland on Saturday, November 7th, with a 4:33 Eastern post. The key bet is Tarnawa to win at 5-2 or more. I also want to play an exacta of Tarnawa overall. And then United 8-1 is a good bet in the exacta. So I'm going to play an exacta of United overall and all over United, at least for a dollar, because I think something crazy could happen here. For the trifecta, we're just going to box up the horses I think are contenders. We're going to play an exacta trifecta box of Tarnawa, Magical, United, Arklow, Channelmaker, and Mogul. It's a great day of racing. I hope you make a ton of money. Please check out amwager.com where you can get the written version of this, the Key Races and Bets blog. If you want my full card selections, they're available for a small fee at echobase.com for both Friday and Saturday. Hope you have a great Breeders' Cup weekend. We'll talk to you next week.